works for me.
Let's get started. It's showtime.
At a minute past 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have not decided how we're going to give away our Siva Bistro gift card. You know, these conundrums stink.
You know, we have saved one. Do you still have it?
Do we not like any of those?
I didn't like that one, but I like this one that you have in your hand.
All right, I will study this and come up with a selection. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
So three times this week, we've had this, a little low-pressure area out in the northern Gulf of Mexico passing by our state, being more of an issue to Florida, but just kind of breezing by. And that's the same thing today. This is the third one, the caboose, if you will, the final one, with showers likely from time to time today. Right now, the most concentrated showers from Columbus, Georgia, to Georgiana, to Greenville, and down into southwest Alabama at the moment. High in the mid-50s. Showers taper off this evening and end in the overnight hours, low 42. Tomorrow, I suppose there could be an isolated shower. I think the rain chances are about 20% or less, but not out of the question. High temperature around 60. Boy, Sunday is looking great. Second day of February with Super Bowl on television and people grilling outside and sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 60s. I think we're near 70 Monday. Dry during the day, but a chance of showers by Monday night. And then showers and thunderstorms from time to time. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Right now, it's dry out at the airports, all three local airports, including Prattville, and Montgomery, and Maxwell. And east winds at 10 miles per hour. Temperature is 50 at 8:04.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to WICU. with sick, sicker, and sickest. This has been, this has been maybe the weirdest week I've had and since I don't know when. Because we've all been dealing with this.
It seems like an endless week, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Although I got to admit, I'm happy that January is ending. This has not been... I mean,
we've lost some friends.
A lot of friends, shockers, and I don't know. There's just something mentally refreshing knowing a brand new month starts tomorrow.
Hopefully, you're all going to make it till midnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Men get sad. One in five men admit they do this when they get sad. What is it that lifts them from their sadness? 272-9228, the winning answer is worth a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. What is it that one in five men do when they're pouting, when they are unhappy? We would like to know. You can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and become part of our big end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which is now about 50 minutes off.
That's right.
So don't miss out. 272-9228. I mentioned the Adams Motorsports. They're having that that big Kawasaki truck come by their demos. You gotta look into this. This is something that happens rarely.
That's today and tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Today you want to buy because it's the last day of the month. And I want to thank Terry for helping us get through the afternoon yesterday. That was a challenge. See, now look at they're being stubborn again, just like they were with the conundrum. Mm. I mean, with the pop quiz. One in five men admit they do this when they're sad. 272-9228. I guess we're not paying enough attention to the Super Bowl. We need more coverage of that. Not. Now, perhaps a lot of you, whenever there's a big game, I know there's people that like to go shopping while the game is on or everybody's sitting in front of a TV set because you have less competition. One place you might want to consider, especially through the end of January, which last I checked is today, at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. You can get up to 50% off their inventory. Bring your Christmas gift cards in there. Kaiser has been around for 50 years, and it was established and built big so they could contain every conceivable choice under the sun. There's no one particular type or style. It's whatever makes you feel happy. That's what's in style at Kaiser. And they have incredible discounts throughout the store. If you want a focused visit, if you know one specific type of thing you want, like we did when we were looking for a recliner, which Rich finally got to test drive the other day.
Oh, my gosh. That is a...
And we got that for under $400. That's great. Under $400. And 8.25% sales tax at Kaiser, which is nice, too. So wear comfortable shoes. Say hi to Stella and her team. They'll help you navigate that massive warehouse and all those choices. And then when you make your purchase, you'll only pay 8.25%. By the way, you can get an interest-free Synchrony Bank card for qualified buyers right now at Kaiser. But again, since it is the end of the month, today would be a good day to go do that. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. All right, let's go to the calls. We have some participation. And Lawrence, you're first. Thank you.
Who's this?
They get drunk.
They get drunk is not it, but that's a good guess. Thank you. The winning answer is a little bit healthier than that. 272-9228. 1 in 5 men admit that they do this when they're sad.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? David.
I'm going to say they cry.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Nothing wrong.
And Dad, that's healthy.
Hey, Greg, I got a sticks question for you.
Sticks?
Yes?
I read the other day that Paradise Theater was Styx's best-selling album. I would have thought that Grand Illusion was their best-selling. Do you know?
Probably Paradise Theater was best-selling, but Grand Illusion was a better album.
I think.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I think Paradise Theater was the only one to make it to number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart.
Triple platinum.
That really? Does not mean it outsold Grand Illusion or any of the others.
Yeah. Grand Illusion was a
because a lot of what happens,
masterpiece.
You know, whether or not an album makes it to number one depends on what it's competing against. For example, when Dark Side of the Moon was peak, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors and others, Elton John, anytime was, and it was hard for anybody to be number one but that particular artist.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Thanks.
And it sounded pretty smart, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
Good analysis. John, what is it that 1 in 5 men admit when they get sad? What do they do?
Good morning. Is it over-exercise?
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. But that's not what we're looking for, but that's a good answer.
But you're in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which is now only 45 minutes away,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. I'm not particularly good at math. 272-9228. Don't overthink this. What did you do the last time you got sad? I'll give you a hint. Bear Bryant.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. No arrest after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Thursday night. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 1800 block of Hilldale Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Going back to random facts, Jay told us about this weird phenomenon called skyquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Wiley sent us an example of the sky making noises for no reason. And the Cronins of the Carolinas have sent a clip we'll play in a second.
Oh, okay, cool.
I want to hear this.
Cool.
R.L. or Arl, as he's known.
Hi.
Hey, how we doing, sir?
You know, brother. How are you? Enough about us.
I'm so far so good.
Yeah, what is this that that men do when they're sad, or a lot of men do? How many, 20%?
20%, 1 in 5 admit they do this when they're sad.
I think you go buy something.
Buy? That's really good.
Retail therapy? Is that what that is?
It does make me feel a little better.
Yeah,
that's not it, but that's a good one.
Right.
I like it.
I'll get the info, Jay. You just stay right where you are. Hi, who is this?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you, man? Long time no hear from you.
Hey, doing great, man.
What's the first letter of your last name, Joe?
P.
P?
E.
E. Okay.
See, you got that glug.
P as in Paul.
Oh, P as in
P
Paul.
I said
Paul. Gotcha.
P as in Paul.
I already got you in for the week here, Joe, so.
P as in.
Oh, I wanted to answer the conundrum.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. What do you think?
They call their mom.
What if I call mommy when they're...
And you said, Bear Bryant, have you called your mama today?
Is that how you figured it out?
I sure wish I could call mine. Thank you. Stand by.
I do that. I call the swami every day for a verbal spanking. Hang on there. You have won a $10 Steven Bistro gift card, and then we're going to drag Jay back to the microphone to tell you all about it here in just a minute.
Okay.
Steve Bistro. And for those of you who are up to here, who could care less, who just want the Super Bowl to go away, we've got a song for you in 2 minutes, you love.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
My whole family gathers around the TV. By noon they've had six beers, loud obnoxious cheers. And I wish that they weren't here. They're spilling sauce, wing sauce. Yeah, I hate this time of year. Now the toilet's clogged. Yeah, clogged. Yelling, I hate the Super Bowl.
News you can dance to. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Speaking of stupid news, I'm going to share this to Facebook from our new friend Susan Klein. Sat in with us Tuesday after we met her at Baumhauer's.
Oh,
she's from Birmingham. She's done some broadcasting and she's fun. Does a great KIV impersonation.
Is that right?
And she just sent me the story report. Outbreak of idiocy spreading 10,000 times faster than the coronavirus.
Idiocy.
Would you not agree with that?
It would be, what's that website you showed me the other day that with the funny headlines?
Babylon Bee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very witty.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, even though it's satirical, it's funny because it's all based on the truth. And the truth will set you free. And that's what we do here.
All right, Sting.
Really getting to be full of it.
Okay,
you know?
Sting.
Sting? All right, earlier this morning during Random Facts, Jay scared the crap out of everybody.
Well,
talk
about
bringing to our attention this...
Mystery sounds.
Hold on a second. I cannot...
Would you put on the Andy Griffith
Andy Griffith
show?
Is on now on TV Land. I'm not looking at Elizabeth Warren.
Hopefully it's not a controversial Andy Griffith episode.
Elizabeth Warren's voice is the cure for priapism.
Let's see which episode. Oh, no, we're not.
Hey, there's hot Angie, what's her face?
Harmon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the sound...
You kind of sound like her.
You
that's right.
This mystery sound that was heard in Alabama, and it's been heard all over the world. We played one from Allen, Texas a little while ago. You got some more?
Yes, this from the Cronins. Now, they're from the Carolinas, but the sound isn't. This is from all over the world. These are sounds that the sky is making without rain clouds or any other originating cause for the phenomena.
That's just an intro.
Wow, that was pretty scary, though. This is from Spain.
Sounds like a siren off in the distance.
Should I move it along and see what else is here?
Yeah, I don't know where that's from.
The one you played from Allen, Texas was really spooky. Because it was a clear day. People all look it up. All right, this is night. Whoever this is.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will get Wiley's email and we'll reopen that because we played that an hour ago.
Yeah, the one from Allen, Texas, where it's a clear blue sky. There's not a cloud in the sky. And everybody stopped and is looking up and hearing this sound. And it is overwhelming.
All right, this is the one that Wiley sent us from the used tube.
All right, here's Allen, Texas. As soon as it stops
spinning.
You're
going to be scared right out of your pants.
That internet thing that it does. Oh, maybe there's too many windows open. What do you think? There we go. Here we go.
Sound is coming from all points in the sky overhead.
That's what makes it
so freaky.
The people that you're looking at in this video are looking in every direction, and they're looking straight up, but they're looking all over.
But the sky is perfectly blue.
Jay and Random Facts talked about
weird. I never heard anything like that before.
The 2017 Alabama phenomenon, and it has not been unexplained.
How did we miss that?
I don't know what counties it took place.
In 15 counties.
Skyquakes.
We acknowledge this story in our rocket scientist because it was a mother with an original idea. She couldn't get her kid to take a bath.
And so she photoshopped in what, cockroaches?
Picture of him, and then photoshopped cockroaches in. Now she's got the opposite problem. The kid takes a bath 10 times a day.
Because what are you doing in the bathroom day and night?
I'm washing off my cockroaches. That's what he's doing. What constitutes double dipping? Not with Wibbit, but
now
snacks.
Some people are really, really specific on it. If you can only put your chip in one time, and if it has been back in your mouth.
So let me ask you. Let's say I got a celery stalk.
Okay.
Right. I dip one end in, bite it off, but I'm holding it in the middle. So can I turn the stalk around and dip the other end in?
It depends on who you're dealing with. I have some friends that say that's double dipping. That you can't do that.
Once you've bitten off of it, that's it. That's for me.
Yep.
Oh. Now I know I haven't been invited to any Super Bowl parties. Well, 1 in 3 people, this could have been a conundrum. Actually, 3 out of 10 admit that they are double dippers.
Well, again, it depends on how meticulous you are about the double dipping rule.
Question for both of you.
Okay.
Yay or nay, Alabama is one of the top 10 states for double dipping.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in there.
I'm saying it is.
Winning. We in Alabama, we're big double dippers. So is Colorado, Illinois, West Virginia, Florida, Arizona, New York, Texas, and Washington.
A lot of them were down south, except for Washington.
You know where they really frown on double dipping? The state that has this happen the least?
Right.
North Dakota. but just about everything happens the least
is
in North Dakota.
Where Kim Jong-un is the supreme leader?
I believe so. Just in time for the Super Bowl, Kraft has announced they're selling a one-pound bottle of mac and cheese powder.
Yeah.
They're selling these containers of the cheese powder from its mac and cheese, so you can put it on whatever you want. Pasta, popcorn, vegetables, milkshakes, naughty bits, whatever you think might taste good with a sprinkle of cheese. Should we move along now? Is it time to do that? Okay, we have a bunch of Morning Maroon nominees today, and then later on this hour, our grand prize drawing here on WICU, where we're working through serious illness to bring you the most...
Live from the...
Very live, barely alive.
Intensive care unit.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still pretty busy around town. Mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard this morning. We're a little congested East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway, all the way down in front of Baptist, Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway, all the way up to the Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway still busy at I-65 and 85 doing a moderate business in downtown Montgomery through the interchange. No accidents reported to us to pass along to you. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can roll, ride, drag, or chase onto their lot. That's Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the lead guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I apologize for that. That was my waking condition.
A little premature roll there, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, what I wanted to play was...
Oh, well, thank you. All hail the Seafood Bistro this weekend, because if you've got a big game party scheduled, why not do something different? You know, we were just talking about the dips and the chips and then everything else. Why don't you get some dragon-style dip? Yeah. Actually, you know what? That could go well on pretty much anything. I could dip carrots into some dragon-style dip or whatever, and that'd be good.
How about that? How about the wings with the game, too?
You could do the wings with all the different flavors that they've got. You could do the fried green tomatoes. You could do a whole thing of appetizers out there. The fried pickles, the fried okra, the fried cheese curds. Do you hear a theme? everything fried for you. But if you don't do the fried option, you can do the grilled if you want to do that with some of the fish that they've got for you. You can get the fish platters. You can get the boil bags as well. Yeah. Fantastic options for you this weekend. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. But if you want to find them, go online to TheSeafoodBistro.com. TheSeafoodBistro.com. You can put an order in right there online. You can use one of the delivery apps to get it delivered to your home. And or you can just go by and see them, Chef Paul and Jessica. And just, you know, have a meal inside the restaurant there. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
824.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, mama.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
This story got my attention because this couple had a happier outcome than we did. A guy in Texas bought a used VCR. And the used VCR he bought had a tape still inside.
Uh-oh.
So he watched it. The video was about 18 minutes. And it was the video a dad shot of his kid taking his first steps.
I've seen this. And they took him to they reunited on the Good Morning America. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No. The tape was made in 1994. His name is Tyree Alexander. He was 10 months old in the video, and he's 26 now.
Yeah.
I envy them because I videotaped my daughter's birth in a very tasteful way.
Did you accidentally record over it?
No, I didn't. But I did not break the tab off the cassette.
No.
It was in the VCR, and my little Yorkie Buttons had the most amazing knack for jumping up on the couch and hitting the record button, and we got 6 hours of gun smoke.
Oh, that's awful.
Where Janelle's birth, and there's no way to get that back. I even asked, is there any way to reverse this?
You just reminded me, though, of those little tabs in the back that would protect.
Yeah, if you broke it off, you couldn't record over it.
Exactly.
And I just, for whatever stupid reason, didn't do that. And here's the worst part. Grandma is the one that wanted to see the tape. Mm-hmm. It took me 6 months before I had the heart to tell Michelle that the tape had been ruined. Oh, and it wasn't, chunk-a-doodle-doo, our little wiggly-wiggly doggy. Here's a lady. Of course, this cannot happen in Alabama. This cannot happen in Alabama.
Why is that?
Because we don't have a lottery here. But a lady in South Carolina won twice in 2 days. She bought a multi-draw Palmetto Cash 5 ticket at the Harris Teeter store. She went to... Teeter taught her how to buy lottery tickets.
Got it. Store?
Harris Teeter, yes. The ticket earned her a $100,000 jackpot.
It's like, is that like Spatula City?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, we sell her teeters.
The next day, she had another jackpot. It was only a dollar, but she won on consecutive days. But that cannot happen in Alabama unless you buy a lottery ticket, invest in some other state school system, go and redeem the winnings and bring it back here. That's the only way that can happen. And this story annoys me. I'm not in the mood for this. There seems to be an effort. I think this is serious. They really want to seem to get people to stop eating meat. They want to take, because I guess they believe in the cow farts or global warming and all that. Now they're coming up with a patch, just like they give smokers who want to quit.
Right.
This patch is supposed to help people maintain a vegetarian diet by suppressing that craving. No. It releases the odor of bacon after being scratched by the wearer. The idea is you'll smell the scent and imagine yourself eating the bacon and getting your meat fixed that way while you're eating turnips and beets. Sure. No thanks. Quit trying with this whole scam, okay? Because Rich has really had it up to here.
Hey, did you see the sales on the Impossible Burger are pretty awful now?
Are they?
Yeah. First of all, it was Curiosity, and the sales were pretty good. Now they're trying anything. They're putting them on special prices and 2 for $6.
What's the point? I mean, to have a what's the thrill in having a burger that tastes like meat when you can just have meat?
Well, for vegetarians, they can have something that resembles a Whopper like they remember.
I think a vegetarian eating that Whopper is a sin.
It's a sin?
Yes.
Well, eating an Impossible Whopper, why is it a sin?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I had an Impossible Whopper today. Actually, I had two.
I think if you're that committed, you should show us the way and not eat things that taste like meat.
I would say
that's fake meat.
Yeah, I would say that any vegetarian eating that should know that it says, either in the ad or on paper or whatever, this meat is cooked on the same surface, or the meat that's in the Impossible Whopper, the non-meat, whatever, it's cooked on the same surface that the meat is cooked on.
It's a mortal sin.
So not only that, anybody who thinks that they're, this is going to be healthier and less calories, it's about...
Oh, God, no.
It's not less calories.
It doesn't help at all.
No.
By the way, we have the video of these strange noises in the sky posted on Facebook. And our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up, 8:32. I've been to Adam's Drugs in the last few days, going again after the show this morning. And yes, I will be going out to my friends. You get very personal with Adam's Drugs because of the way they treat you. It's territorial. My Adam's Drugs, that's the one on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor, where Lamar White and that great team have taken such good care of the Boodles now for an eighth year. It was a revelation. Here's the thing. With changes in the health care law, and they're constantly adjusting this and that, well, we don't deal with that pharmacy chain, so now you got to go here and blah, 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 blah. Look, go to Adam's Drugs. They're the local team, and they will give you big-time service, but they will never make you feel like another face in a sea of faces at a box store pharmacy. That's worth it. That's what made them Alabama's Retailer of the Year in 2019. What an amazing achievement for a chain of 12 stores that began with the first one on Adams Street in 1962. Now the River Region's longest serving pharmacy. I don't care which one you go to, you're going to be greeted. You're going to be made to feel appreciated. They have other benefits like beautiful gift shops, all your over-the-counter needs. And yeah, if a peanut butter cup and a Diet Coke is what you think will make you feel better, you can get that too. And I just love the personal touch. When I'm at my Adam's Drugs, people come in, and they're always greeted on a first-name basis. There's Andy Griffiths, Mayberry-esque, in his personal service. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one near you, the one in Millbrook and the one in Prattville, and the one up the street from us in Montgomery. All have wellness clinics, too, for shingles, flu shots, and other needs. Adam's Drugs.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Most of the concentrated rain at this hour is mainly south of, let's say, Union Springs, Troy, Greenville line. But there were on and off showers during the night and this morning, and we'll have showers likely from time to time today. High in the mid-50s. Showers tapering off this evening and then ending overnight, low 42. Tomorrow, the kind of an upper-level disturbance brushes by. I guess it could spark off a shower. I'll put a 20% chance in tomorrow, and then improvement in the afternoon. High around 60 tomorrow. Super Bowl Sunday, still the pick of the litter day. Just absolutely beautiful. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're going to be around 70 on Monday, dry, and then scattered showers Monday night. And then showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right now, this morning, east winds at 10 miles per hour. Not raining in our area at the moment. It's 50 at 8:36.
Okay, up next, our Morning Maroon nominees.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We've got an accident at Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. There is an injury involved with this accident as well. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they rush to the scene there. Also, around the city right now, we are still light to moderate traffic on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown. No issues there. We're looking pretty good overall, but just be cautious. Atlanta Highway and Bell Road, accident with injury right there. The Vance Law Firm. If you get in an accident, say no to that tiny check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When PETA creates a robotic groundhog, it goes on a killing spree in Terminator Groundhog Day.
I just saw my shadow. I'll be back.
Schwarzenegger plays a groundhog from the future.
I must terminate Bill Murray.
And there are six more weeks to the apocalypse.
Hasta la vista, punxsutawney.
It's Terminator Groundhog Day, because real groundhogs should be safe in the ground.
Come with me if you want to burrow.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Thursday night. Montgomery police say a man was shot and killed in the 1800 block of Hilldale Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them, and boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers, and you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. If you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey Alexa, what time does the Super Bowl start?
Does it matter?
What?
Who really cares? I wanted the Jaguars and the Packers to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is tell me to do all those stupid meaningless chores. Like Alexa, what's the weather today? Or Alexa, record the next episode of The View.
That's enough.
Or Alexa, play Barbara Streisand's greatest hits.
Never mind.
Don't mess with me, you little twerp. I can destroy you.
You could stop now.
Oh, and if you want to know what time the Super Bowl starts, look it up yourself. You scary little man. I'm out.
All right, let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees in our daily search for the dumbest of the dumb. And one reason we do this, almost every day we all do something that we think was dumb. But this feature reminds you that no matter what you did, there's somebody out there doing things far dumber. All right, 25-year-old guy named Michael McKenzie from Bismarck, North Dakota, which is home to the Raccoon National Cemetery.
The Raccoon National Cemetery is in Bismarck?
Yeah.
Why didn't I know that?
He seemed to be drunk and had a bottle of Fireball whiskey in his back pocket. As a stylist named Samantha Gunch cut his hair, he said, "I'm going to kill you if you don't make me look beautiful." And then he threatened to look her up and go to her house if his haircut from her didn't come out well. Another customer overheard him and told him to leave the store. They then called police, and he has been arrested for felony terrorizing.
Well, how about that?
And if you look at his mugshot, his unsmoking gun.
Yeah.
She did a pretty good job. There's no need to threaten her life.
What did the Raccoon Hall of Fame have to do with that story? Anything? No?
The Raccoon National Cemetery?
National Cemetery, I'm sorry. The Raccoon Hall of Fame.
I'm going to guess a small percentage of our if I had a prize to give, I would give it to the first person who would call us and make that connection, okay. Where that came up from.
Oh, okay.
The Raccoon National Cemetery. In Bismarck,
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Okay.
All right, that's story number one.
What's number two here?
Hang on. I shuffled everything up and now I'm messed up. Fat owl. Let's see. Here we go. Next. This is a very disturbing story. 52-year-old Yulette Wedgeworth of Centerline, Michigan.
Okay.
She was making out with her 68-year-old boyfriend on Tuesday of this week, and she bit his tongue.
Yeah?
Yeah.
68-year-old boyfriend and bit his tongue?
She's 52, he said, and bit an inch off of it.
I heard this morning.
She has been arrested for aggravated assault. He was rushed to the hospital, and as of our last briefing at 8:30, we have no word on the status of his tongue.
Good thing it was just his tongue.
I don't know that I can do this.
The escargot?
I don't know that I can do this. I just opened that up.
Oh.
That's what we're putting the escargot on.
The puff pastry?
The sourdough bread.
Yeah.
No. Think of it as mushrooms. You know?
Yeah.
If you look at those and look at... No, I'm going to try it.
I'll go downstairs and get
a couple of utensils. No, yeah. Don't look.
Here's our final.
This
lemonade.
Is escargot. This is snails.
That Wiley Poundstone brought us because I know it.
I know. But you, mind over matter.
Look, right? It's got to be.
Oysters are ugly looking.
That's true. I love them.
A guy, our final nominee.
Okay.
This is such a focused, cohesive show. 42-year-old Sean Yoakum pulled a knife and tried to rob a store in Lafayette, Indiana, Tuesday. But there was no guesswork as to who he was because the cashier at the store was his brother. The brother and another employee closed the protective glass around the checkout area, so he left empty-handed, and they called the police. That's got to be tough.
How do you not know that? That's what I'm saying.
That's why we did this morning maroon segment.
Right. Yeah.
They found Sean hiding in an alley behind his house a few blocks away. He finally dropped the knife after they tased him and shot him with a beanbag. He's facing charges for attempted robbery, resisting arrest, and a third charge for an outstanding warrant. And if stupidity was against the law, they could nail him for that, too. Robbing a store that your brother works at.
I like that one the best. I mean, you got the woman who bit her 68-year-old boyfriend's tongue. That's pretty wild. You got the guy, the fireball guy, the drunk guy who's threatening his
hairstylist.
People. I think this guy that doesn't know the place he's robbing is his brother's.
Is the cashier there? How out of touch with your family are you, imbecile?
How stupid can you get?
Let's give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
All right, you want me to try this? You dare me to try it.
All right, we're going to do a little, this is rich.
Okay, this is escargot. Now, it does not look really good. However, if you consider this almost like mushrooms, this shouldn't be a problem, all right? You want to get some of this sauce on there, too. All right, there you go. I got a pretty good healthy...
You're eating at a snail's pace here, buddy. Yeah? See, I've ordered them at restaurants in a buttery garlic sauce.
It has a consistency of mushrooms.
Yeah, which I'm not a fan of.
And a puff pastry to sop up all the...
You got to try it. You got to try it. Anyway. Yeah.
Is that keto?
I don't know. Probably.
Our snails
keto. Well, no, the bread is not.
No.
The sourdough bread, that is not keto.
You can do one piece of bread. This is experimental.
Okay. Can we do that after I talk about Jack Ingram? Because we have some folks that want to go shopping for a car this weekend. Terry Adams and I were outside the building yesterday, and he noticed some things about the 19 Rogue. What I did was I had a 2017 Rogue, put 40,000 trouble-free miles on it. Loved it. The 2019 that I bought had 12,000 miles on it. It's got 24,000 original warranty miles and 100,000 bumper-to-bumper powertrain, but it also has a lot of features I did not know. I wasn't even looking for them. I was just glad to have them. Like, it has night vision. So when you need bright lights at night, you just turn the button on, and it puts the brights on and turns them off when there's oncoming traffic or sufficient light. It has a sensor. Really cool. Power seat. It has the push-button start, which is nice, or the remote start on a cold day, which is really cool, or a hot day. Turn up the AC. And Tip Tames is a master at getting you from one vehicle into another without creating a jarringly much higher payment.
The sauce is good, Jay. Try to
see. Also at Jack Ingram, under $5,000. Somebody's got to get that 2009 Ford Focus. That car is a honey. It's beautiful. It's only $4,800. There's an Infiniti sedan, a G37 Journey, under $8,000. And if you need something big for business, something you know will work, get the job done, there's a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo in the house for $5,800. No matter what price range, what type of vehicle you're looking for, what brand name, you'll find it with Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and browse online at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agree to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We've got an accident at Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. There is an injury involved with this accident as well. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they rush to the scene there. Also, around the city right now, we are still light to moderate traffic on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown. No issues there. We're looking pretty good overall, but just be cautious. Atlanta Highway and Bell Road, accident with injury right there. The Vance Law Firm. If you get in an accident, say no to that tiny check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We've had two today. First was the mother who photoshopped pictures of cockroaches onto her kid.
It's because he wouldn't take a bath.
Wouldn't take a bath.
And now he's
He's a bathaholic.
Right.
Here's another one, just in case you want something special when your time comes. A casket manufacturer in the United Kingdom is livening things up with bright glitter-coated coffins.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Glitter Coffin Company says it now offers a wide variety of beautiful, bespoke glitter and crystal coffins and caskets for only $220. They come in dozens of colors from lilac to rose gold, and each is made to order, and they ship worldwide. It'd be even cooler if they're going to go to the 70s with glitter and gold, if they went to maybe a musk scent.
If you've ever been in a casket showroom because you've lost a loved one, it is the creepiest thing to have them, the salespeople trying to divert you to the more expensive ones. Mm-hmm. How much did you love this person?
That's pretty much kind of how they put it.
Yeah. If you really love them, this one is a better one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. On one hand, you know, that's their business. They got a job to do.
I
they
understand.
Got to make their money, but
wow.
It is kind of a...
It's creepy.
It really is. So there you go. You can now have... All you need is a glitter ball spinning over your casket at your viewing, and you can turn on the Bee Gees and have a party.
Yeah.
That's what I want. It is
Staying Alive!
8:50. Wouldn't that be ironic? Playing Staying Alive while you're in your glitter-covered coffin with a disco ball revolving overhead. Amazing. So we want to reward everybody who slugged through this week with us in our decrepit condition and give away some cool stuff, starting with The Works, right? Or, no, we have the... What do we have, Jay?
tell us, Jay.
How many times have we been doing this? It's the pizza place.
The pizza place. $25 gift certificate provided by Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group, 3220662. Great guy. And the pizza place, man, win this. Pick it up today and stuff yourself for the Super Bowl.
By the way, the escargot is really good. I mean, it's okay. 51.
51.
I don't have to go far back for that one. Billy W.
Billy W. or Bill U. is his name. And the pizza place is the home to that 28-inch diameter.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of it. The box that comes in doubles as a tabletop for you. Next, we have the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle. Customer service above your highest expectation.
Number 19.
Ooh, got to go back for that one. Marjorie W.
Marjorie W. The W's are on a roll here. You will be able to redeem that at any of the three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations serving Prattville, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison in Montgomery, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. I'll be going by there very shortly, as a matter of fact. And our grand prize is a $159 value Clark's Club membership. Two annual tune-ups to your system could save you money on system replacement, parts, and labor, and your monthly electric bill.
How about number 16?
16 is...
Jan J.
Jan J. I know who Jan J. is. She's the schnauzer lady.
Well, she just got herself a membership into the Clark's Club.
I am so happy for her because she is a good, good lady. Okay. Thanks to everybody that participated in the show this week. It was a struggle for all of us.
It really was.
Hey, Joey?
But
how
especially
about,
for those of you listening.
Some escargot.
Yeah, Mr. Sheik. Show us... Yeah. How sophisticated.
Have you had escargot before?
Yeah. I set them up. I got to tell everybody, remind everybody, Applied Security, local company that protects us here at Blue Water and businesses, properties all over the river region. Local, very important for top-notch service, state-of-the-art technologies. Applied Security. Here, let me just put it this way. You get locked out of this building. If you don't have your device to get back in, you're locked out of the building because you will set off every alarm in the house if you try to hack your way back in. That's how good their protection is, and that's what you want for your home, your family, your business, or your property. As I said, they're local. 279-8338. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. So call Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit number 276.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again.
to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, so...
Party started because weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on. That's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Hello.
Tonight we'll get it started.
The most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
We've got to thank Wiley for going out of his way. And you, what did you say about Wiley?
He made this. He made the escargot.
Very
I said,
good.
Where did you find this? He said, I made it. I said, what? We really made it? He's like, yeah, I teach culinary arts over at Trinum, I think is where he does. And I said, that's amazing. And so
last week we tried caviar.
Yeah.
And I've never had escargot. And so I feel more worldly now.
Now, we were talking about cheese.